Fraud is in the air, and the AARP says that gift cards are being used to steal your money. This is Don Rush. And many have been vulnerable to such scams during the isolation of the pandemic. We talked with Kathy Stokes, director of the Fraud Prevention Programs for the organization, about the latest scams often directed at the most vulnerable.
With the pandemic underway, they pulled out all the stops, and we saw a massive increase in reported scams during the pandemic, and not just related to the pandemic. Even just alone in Maryland, we saw 40,000 scams reported. That loss was $55 million. That's an increase of 97%. In Delaware, we saw 6,000 scams reported, $9 million lost. That's a 54% increase. And frankly, Don, these are data that we know are severely underreported. So that's really just the tip of the iceberg.
Are people reluctant to report these kinds of scams, the fact that they've been scammed?
Yeah, unfortunately, they are. We have a tendency in our society to blame victims for having experienced a scam rather than focus on the criminal. And also, in this particular type of scam, where a criminal convinces somebody to pay by gift card, they don't necessarily know it was a scam to even report it.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I had not heard about that, and nobody's ever tried to do that to me. But, I mean, that seems like an unusual way to pay for something.
It sure does, doesn't it? And you would think if somebody said, hey, you owe me money, go down to the store and, you know, buy a Bed Bath & Beyond card, that you'd be like, what are you talking about? But scammers, as you know, are very good at what they do. It's not just one guy and one phone. It's typically, you know, it's a call center run by a transnational criminal enterprise, and they've got people trained out the wazoo to be able to convince people of things. So it could be. I'm calling from the Social Security Administration. We have just blocked your account and are suspending your benefits because there's been crime involved, and, you know, get that person really into that heightened emotional state and say, well, listen, we believe you. You didn't commit the crime. What we can get you to do is just pay this amount that we need you to pay by an electronic voucher, otherwise known as a gift card. Head down to the store. Buy me $10,000 in Google Play cards. Share the information off the back, and we're all set. And in that heightened emotional state, when that person is so scared of what might happen if they don't act, they get down to that store, they buy those gift cards, they share the information off the back, and as soon as they give that information, that money is gone to them.
Does social media then make this even more of a problem?
Well, I can tell you that scams that occur by social media are off the charts as well. And if you're, you know, if you're on Facebook and somebody sends you a direct message and they, you know, claim they met you somewhere long ago and strike up a conversation, that can easily lead to what's called a romance scam. It's a long con. It can go on for days, months, years even. And the end goal is for that scammer or set of scammers to get you to send money. And quite often it's by gift card.
Kathy Stokes, director of AARP's Fraud Prevention Programs. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.